Today is Wednesday, December 8th. We're talking about a COVID-19 milestone. What's changed exactly 2 years after the very first cases were reported, and what scientists expect for the eventual end of the pandemic. Also, the latest unusual weather threat out of Hawaii, plus how 5G could cause flight delays, new features from Instagram, including one that tells you to turn off the app, and which TikTok trends got the most attention in 2021. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Exactly 2 years ago today, the very first cases of a mysterious new respiratory virus popped up in Wuhan, China. Now we know what it was. COVID-19. Since then, there have been more than 267 million confirmed COVID-19 cases around the world and about 5.3 million deaths. Of course, the world has also made huge strides over the last couple of years to fight the virus. We learned all about social distancing, mask wearing, contact tracing, and quarantines. Manufacturers started speeding up the production of personal protective equipment and ventilators for healthcare workers to use. And by the end of April 2020, former President Trump launched Operation Warp Speed to get a COVID-19 vaccine made as soon as possible. Vaccine makers got to work, and the first one was authorized 8 months later in December of 2020. Now the U.S. has three vaccine options, as well as antibody treatments and antiviral drugs for treating severe cases of COVID-19. There are also widespread testing options, including at-home tests. Still, the pandemic seems far from over. On average, more than 121,000 Americans are testing positive for COVID-19 each day, and more than 1,600 Americans are dying from it every day. So, how will the pandemic end? Well, most scientists agree the pandemic will likely become an endemic. And that means COVID-19 will probably never totally go away. But as more people get either vaccinated or exposed to the virus, new cases will start rising at a much lower rate, and fewer people will get severely sick from it. In other words, it's likely the spread of COVID-19 will look and feel more like the seasonal flu. What's not clear is exactly when that might happen. Scientists say it depends on how many people decide to get vaccinated and how the population responds to new variants. Unfortunately, the pandemic has had damaging effects on kids' well-being. This week, the U.S. Surgeon General issued a rare public health advisory over a youth mental health crisis. In his report, Dr. Vivek Murthy said mental health issues among kids were already widespread in the spring of 2020, but the pandemic made them much worse. He cited big increases in kids reporting they're depressed or anxious, and emergency room visits for suicide attempts rose quite a bit. The exact reasons for these issues, though, are pretty complex. The report says adolescent brain chemistry plays a role, as well as relationships with family and friends. And so does a fast-paced media culture that can leave young minds feeling helpless. But some doctors point out it's not clear if kids' mental health is so much worse than it used to be, or if it might be that issues like depression and anxiety are more openly discussed now than they were in the past. Either way, the Surgeon General's advisory calls for more resources to be devoted to addressing mental health challenges, not just from the government, but also social media companies, community groups, schools, parents, healthcare workers, and other kids. In a crisis, anyone can call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. We've also posted links in our episode notes to many other mental health resources that might be able to help kids dealing with various issues. As expected, President Biden had some strong warnings for his Russian counterpart this week. Biden had a 2-hour video call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Most of that time was spent on a potential conflict with Ukraine. Remember, the American intelligence community has been warning Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine, an American ally, as soon as next month. Well, President Biden told President Putin if there is a military invasion, the U.S. and its allies will respond with tough economic penalties. And the U.S. is prepared to give Ukraine more assistance to defend itself that might even include American troops. Already, up to 100,000 Russian troops have Ukraine surrounded. But on yesterday's call, Putin told Biden Russia should not have to withdraw troops from its own territory when, quote, they do not threaten anyone. Putin also brought up his concerns about Western influence in Ukraine. He asked for guarantees that NATO would not expand its membership to include Ukraine and that NATO would not deploy missile systems to any countries bordering Russia. American diplomats and their NATO allies have called those requests non-starters. Still, the White House called it a useful meeting. The two leaders also talked about cybersecurity concerns as well as Iran's nuclear ambitions. Hawaii has been getting hammered by unusually severe weather this week. More than a foot of rain has now fallen in parts of the state over the last 3 days. And even more rain is expected today. Flash flood warnings and flood watches are in effect through this afternoon. Some of the hardest hit areas are on the island of Oahu, where the state's capital of Honolulu is and where most Hawaiians live. Thankfully, reports don't say anyone was seriously hurt in the storms, but dozens of people, including a group of young boys, had to be rescued from floodwaters. Roads were washed out, homes were damaged, and trees came crashing down. Thousands of customers are also dealing with power outages this morning. The governor declared a state of emergency to get resources to people who need them, and 4 shelters are now open in Honolulu. The rain is expected to let up by tomorrow. But because so much has fallen already, the National Weather Service says there's a threat of landslides through the end of the week. All right, we have much more news still ahead. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. When was the last time you got on a bike and actually wanted to go up a steep hill? You can with e-bikes. It's probably why you keep hearing about them. People who use Rad Power Bikes say it's completely transformed everyday life. Here's the best part. Because Rad Power Bikes is North America's largest maker of e-bikes, they have models that can get you biking again, even if it's been a long time. If you're wanting to buy a gift for someone who wants to get out more or who just seems to have everything, then hit up radpowerbikes.com and check out their award-winning lineup of e-bikes. They're in stock and ready to ship. That's radpowerbikes.com. Before the pandemic, drivers wasted nearly 100 hours a year stuck in traffic. Now, a new study found it's much less time than that, although it is starting to creep back up from the height of the pandemic lockdowns last year. A new traffic analysis found, on average, U.S. commuters are on pace to spend 36 hours in traffic in 2021, which is about 10 hours more than in 2020. But it's 63 hours less than before the pandemic in 2019. Experts say traffic likely is not back to normal because many workers are still not going back into the office full-time. The transportation research firm INRIX looked at data from October in more than 1,000 cities for this traffic study. 5G may cause flight delays, really. As The Verge reports, pilots rely on radio altimeters to tell how high they are above the ground when they can't see, helping them land safely. So these guided and automatic landing systems are needed in poor visibility. But the FAA is warning nearly 7,000 planes in the U.S. and some helicopters that they cannot use those systems at certain airports because of 5G interference. And that could mean flight delays and diversions in low visibility. Already, Reuters reports AT&T and Verizon agreed to delay their launch of their 5G expansion plans until January 5th of next year because of the FAA's concerns. Still, the FAA says 5G will safely coexist with aviation, and updated guidance is expected in the coming weeks. An outage at Amazon Web Services caused problems for big chunks of the internet. First, people had trouble getting onto Amazon's website, and they couldn't access some of their Amazon products like the Alexa AI assistant, Kindle eBooks, and security cameras from Ring. Warehouse and delivery workers also say the apps that keep track of the packages and tell them where to go went down. But it didn't just affect Amazon, since Amazon Web Services is the world's largest cloud computing platform. There were reports of outages for Disney Plus and Netflix streaming, as well as certain online video games, Tinder, Ticketmaster, Roku, Coinbase, Venmo, and many more, all tied back to the Amazon outage. The issue mostly impacted people on the East Coast. They started noticing problems at around 11 a.m. Eastern yesterday. As of last night, Amazon said most services had been recovered. Today, the head of Instagram is expected to get grilled on Capitol Hill about the app's effects on its youngest users. Adam Mosseri is set to testify before Congress for the first time. Lawmakers will likely want to know what Instagram knows about any harm the app causes young people and what the company plans to do about it. Of course, Instagram is owned by Meta, which recently changed its name from Facebook. And the entire company has faced a lot of scrutiny after internal documents and research were leaked earlier this year. Well, just one day before the testimony, Instagram began rolling out a new set of safety features for teen safety. For example, there's a feature called Take a Break that will ask users to stop using the app after 10, 20, or 30 minutes of scrolling, and as the name suggests, take more breaks. That one was rolled out this week. Instagram says more features should be available to all users by early next year. A lot of this year's biggest trends came from the video sharing app TikTok. But which ones were most popular? TikTok released a top 10 list this week that includes everything from dance moves to recipes to fashion to cute animals to lifestyle hacks. The platform says the number one post of the year was a drone-recorded video of a man dancing to the song Stay by the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. Number two on the list is a chipmunk hiding nuts in its mouth. And number three is all about organization. It's a clip of a woman restocking her drawers, fridge, and cupboards. TikTok says all its top videos are those that, quote, make up some of the year's biggest moments and have like counts in the millions. As of September, TikTok said it has 1 billion users every month. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. A new study by the National Alliance on Mental Illness found 64% of people living with mental illness say it's tougher for them to cope in December around the holidays. Add the pandemic on top of that, and the holiday season can be a struggle for a lot of people. But no one has to go through a tough time in life alone. I love that BetterHelp makes it convenient, accessible, and quick to get matched with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. You always connect in a private online environment, whether you're texting, talking on the phone, or connecting on a video call. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. It looks like a lot of American workers can expect raises in the new year. A new Conference Board survey says companies are setting aside an average of 4% of their total payroll for salary increases. That's the biggest jump since 2008. Of course, that's all great news for workers. But it could also mean higher prices for consumers, since some companies may try to compensate for pay increases. Inflation has already been a key concern for a lot of Americans. And just last week, the Federal Reserve Chairman said inflation will linger into the new year. In this case, though, economists say some of the problem might also be the solution. Many companies say they needed to raise pay because of inflation, meaning their workers needed more money to live in today's world. So some experts are predicting what they call a wage price spiral, where we see fast increases in both salaries and prices. Although the Fed has also promised to address inflation in 2022. To be continued. All right, thank you so much for listening today, for sharing the show, and joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.